Good morning, Dr. Joe. Good morning, Tzvi. Let's, Bez Hashem Belineda, let's finish us together. Today's learning is dedicated to Nishmas Avi Moya, Rav David Tzvi Ben Harav Yosef, as well as Chaim Tzvi Ben Avraham. Today's daf is daf Lamed Ches. We are at the Mishnah, at the top of daf Lamed Ches Amed Aleph. Today's topic is going to be, when you have Yontif and Shabbos, is that two Kedushos or one Kedusha? Is it like one long holy day, or is it considered to be halachically two independent, separate holy days? Says the Mishnah, Rabbi Lezer, Omer Rabbi Lezer says, Yom Tov Asamach L'Shabbos. If Yom Tov falls out on a Friday, Bein Milfana, Bein Milachara. Whether Yom Tov falls out on a Friday or on a Sunday, Ma'ariv Adam Shnei Eruvin. So this is going to be Rabbi Eliezer's opinion. Rabbi Eliezer, Omer, so you're allowed to make two Erevs. Before Thursday afternoon, you can make one Erev 2,000 Amos to the east for Friday, which is Yontif, and you can make a different Erev 2,000 Amos to the west for Shabbos. That will allow you to walk 4,000 Amos on Yontif to the east and 4,000 Amos on Shabbos to the west. Two different Eruvim, two different Kedushos, two different holidays, two different Eruvei Tchumen, no problemo, amigo. Shnei Eruvin. Ve'omer, Eruvi Berishon Lemizrach, Ve'sheni Lamar, Berishon Lamar, Ve'sheni Lemizrach. Shtei Kedushos. Eruvi Berishon Uvasheni Kivnei Iri. Or, he could say, I want my Erev on Friday to be to the east. And on the second day, I want to be able to walk 2,000 amas to the right and to the left of my city. I want to be like people in my city. Eruvi b'sheni, I want my Erev to walk 4,000 amas on Shabbos. Uvarishon kivnei irei, but on Yontif, I want to be able to walk 2,000. Basically, Rabbi Lez's famous shita is shtei kedushas ein. Yontif and Shabbos are viewed as two separate holy days, and therefore, you could have two different Eruvi tchumen for each day. Now we're going to see in the Gemara exactly what the logic of Chachamim is. Chachamim say, no. Now it sounds like Chacham hold Kedusha Achas, but the Gemara is going to say they don't hold this way. But there is a strictness. Chacham omrim, om arev l'ruach achas, o'enam arev kol iker. Either you go one direction for both days, or no arev at all. Om arev l'shnei yomim, it's got to be both days, o'enam arev kol iker. The Gemara is going to say, he basically said the same thing twice. You can only go in one direction for both days. And it's either all or nothing. Both days, Erev Tchumen, or no. Meaning, it sounds like Chacham say Kedusha Achas. Now, they do say Kedusha Achas, but they're also Machmer for Shtei Kedushas. We'll see in the Gemara. Ketzad Yaseh. Now, when the Chacham are describing how do you make the Erev, Molicho Berisha. Now, there's two ways to make an Erev Tchumen, right? Either you use food, or if you don't have food, you can yourself go there and hang out there during Ben Hashmashos and stay there till after Ben Hashmashos. That also, even without food, you yourself being there can make the Erev Tchumen as well. So Molicho Berishon. So you appoint a shliach and he takes the bread there Thursday afternoon. Umachshichalav, he waits there till it gets dark. Vinotlo, and then you're allowed to carry the food back. So he carries the food back to the city. Ubalo Besheni, and then he goes back on the second day. Sounds like even if he's going to the same direction twice, he's got to set another Erev for Shabbos. Ubalo b'sheni yamach shechalav ochlo, and then you got to eat it because you can't carry it back on Shabbos. Not allowed to carry on Shabbos, so you eat it. Ubalo nimtzer mistaker b'alichasim mistaker b'eruvo. So he gets to walk and set up both eruvim, and also he gets to eat it in this fashion. Nechal b'rishon eruvo l'rishon. If after you set the Erev up for Friday, it gets eaten, so then the Erev only works for Friday, ve'ein Eruv l'sheni. Again, that sounds like shtei Kedushos, right? If it was one Kedusha, you should be able to just set up one Erev on Thursday afternoon. That should work for both days. But the Mishnah says no. So Rabbi Lez is getting suspicious over here about Chachamim. I thought Chachamim hold only Kedusha Achas. How come they say if it gets eaten after the first day, it's no good for day two? So Amar Lahem Rabbi Lezer, Modim Atem Lishin, Shtei Kedushas. If you're telling me if the Erev gets eaten after day one, that it doesn't work for day two, so you're admitting to me that it's Shtei Kedushas. So what's up with your opinions? So that's why the Gemara is going to say that the Chachamim are Machmir for both opinions. They're Machmir for Shtei Kedushas and Machmir for Kedusha Achas. We'll see. The Gemara is going to explain it. Zok the Halakha Gemara. Baruch Ata Adonai Elohim Melech Haolam Shehakol Nehiyeh B'Dvaro. Zok the Halakha Gemara. We're explaining Chachamim. L'ruach achas ma'ininu l'shneyamim. L'shneyamim ma'ininu l'ruach achas. Ha'inu kamaisa. Why did the mystery repeat itself? If the Chachamim hold, it's got to be for both days. That means obviously it's got to be in the same direction. Hachi kamalei Rabban l'Rabba Lazen. There's words missing. This is what the Chachamim said, Rabba Lazen. Iyata mode she'ein ma'arvin l'yom echad. Chetzio l'tzafon v'chetzio l'darom. Don't you admit to me that you can't, let's say just a regular Shabbos. So what are you going to say? I'm going to have one Erev to walk 4,000 Amos to the east in the morning, and then in the afternoon, I'm going to have a different Erev to walk 4,000 Amos to the west. You can't have two different Erev in the same Shabbos. So Rabbanan said to Rabbi Lezer, just like you admit to me that one day is one Kedusha, admit to me also that the 2 days is one Kedusha. So Rabbi Lez says, no, that I do agree to. So the Chacham says, shame, shame, barvin liyom echad, chetzi l'davon, chetzi l'tzafon, kach ein marvin l'shnei yomim, yom echad l'mizach, yom echad l'marv. So 2 days is also one long holiness. You're not allowed to do malacha in between the 2 days. It's one long kedusha sayyim. If it's one long kedusha sayyim, so you shouldn't be able to do two eruvim. The Chacham say, you shouldn't be able to go one direction on Friday and another, which is Yontif, in one direction on Sunday. Rabbi Lezer, no, Rabbi Lezer is a big difference. Hasam, where it's one day of Shabbos, Kedusha Achas, one day of Shabbos is one Kedusha. Hacha, Shtei Kedushos, here, what do you have? You have Yontif on Friday and Shabbos on Sunday. It's two different Kedushas. This is not a Chutzlar, it's not a two-day Yontif. Yeah, even if it was, it's a Shiloh, but this is Eretz Yisrael, so Friday is Yontif, right? In the times of the Beis Hamikdash, it could happen that way. Right, or Shavuos could fall out that way on day 50, right? Rosh Hashanah, Sukkot, and Pesach cannot fall out on a Friday nowadays, right? Lo Adu Rosh, Lo Bidu Pesach, right? But Shavuos, I guess, could fall out on a... Anyway, but the point is, no, so Rabbi Lezer, there's a difference. Amal and Rabbi Lezer, so Rabbi Lezer said to Chachamim, Iyatem Modim, Shem Irev Baraglov, B'yom Rishon. Don't you agree that if you walked out to the Tchum on Thursday afternoon, Ma'ariv Raglo B'yom Sheni, that you have to go do it again on Friday afternoon? And Nechal Eruv B'yom Rishon, if the Erev got eaten after Thursday night, Ein Yotzei Alav B'yom Sheni? So you're not allowed to use the Tchum for the second day, so it's two Kedushas, don't you admit to me? Amalo Aval. The Chacham said, yes! We do agree to that halacha. So, halai shtei kedushas. So, what are you talking about? So, obviously, you agree to me that shtei kedushas. Answers the Gemara. Yeah, it's true. The Chachamim agree to Rabbi Lezer shtei kedushas lechumre, but they're also machmir kedusha achas. The Rabbanan svuki misapkaluhu. The Chachamim weren't sure. Is it considered to be halachically two kedushas because one day is Yontif and one day is Shabbos? Or is it halachically considered to be one kedusha because it's one long continuum of Yontif to Shabbos? Svukim misapkalu, v'hachal l'chumra, v'hachal l'chumra. So they have to be machmir in both cases. What's the two chumras? On the one hand, the chumra is you can't, it's kedusha acha, so you can't switch in the middle of Yontif and decide, I want to go Friday 4,000 amas to the east and Shabbos 4,000 amas to the west. You can't do that because it's kedusha achas. On the other hand, it's Shtei Kedushas. You got to go set up the Erev again on day two, even to the same direction. You got to go set it up again. So they're machmir like both Shitas. They're machmir like Kedusha Achas, and they're machmir like Shtei Kedushas because they weren't sure whether it's halachic to be Shtei Kedushas or Kedusha Achas. Amru lo, l'Rabbi Lazar. So the Chachamim proved to Rabbi Lazar, Iyata mode she'ein ma'arvin b'tchilo miyantav l'Shabbos. Oh, don't you admit to me that you're not allowed, don't you admit to me, that you are not allowed to set up an Erev on Yontif for Shabbos? That you have to set up the Erev for day number two beforehand. It's got to be done beforehand. And you can't make an Erev on Shabbos for Yontif either. Amalem Aval, yeah, we agree to that. So halai kedusha achazi. So aren't you saying that it's one kedusha? Rabbi Lazar, no. Rabbi Lazar says no. I hold it shtei kedushas, but you're not allowed to make an erev on Yontif Shabbos or Shabbos Yontif because even though it's shtei kedushas, Rabbi Lazar hasim yishum hachana. You're not allowed to make an erev on Yontif for Shabbos or on Shabbos for Yontif. Now, because of the problem of hachana, the Gemara is going to darshan later on the pasuk of Heichinu es asher yaviu, that you're only allowed to pair for Yontif on a chol, or a Shabbos on a chol. But ain Yontif meichin the Shabbos, v'lo Shabbos meichin the Yontif. Take a look at Tosis d'Ramaskim Mishum, the bottom Tosis. Mishum hachana. Isser hachana de'oraisahi. Wow, I don't think we hold that way. But Tosis says the Isser hachana is an Isser de'oraisah. K'di afin l'kama mishmaitin, u'masha ofen miyontif l'Shabbos mishum eruvi tafshilin. Ah, you're allowed to bake on Yontif for Shabbos if you have an erev tafshilin. How is an erev tafshilin going to be matir in Isser d'oraisa? If it's an Isser d'rabbanan, I get it. But if it's an Isser d'oraisa, how in the world could it be matir? So mishum mefarish rabba beperek elo over mimpsachim mishum ho'olu mikloy le'orchin. No, but the reason you're allowed to prepare on Yontif Shabbos is because it could happen that all of a sudden you'll get 20 guests on Yontif afternoon and they'll need that food. So therefore, it's not an Isser d'oraisa in such a case. Okay. Now, there is a machlokas harishon, and maybe we'll see it. Is the prohibition to make an eruv on Yontif for Shabbos, the way the Gemara is saying now, is that only if you use bread, or even if you just take a stroll, a spatzir? I'm just walking out there. I'm walking 2,000 amas out. Now, somebody who's watching me walk, he doesn't know that I'm doing this for the sake of setting up my eruv for tomorrow. So would that be also that's a machlokas harishonim. If you're carrying a meal out there, well, then clearly that's an action that you're doing to set up an Erev on Yontif for the next day, so that's clearly no good. But what about if you're just walking there? We said before, you can make an Erev in two ways. You could either bring food out there, you could just walk out there. So is that a problem of Hachana if the act that I'm doing is really a permitted act? Just in my head, I'm doing it to make an Erev. So is that a problem of Hachana? Does my mindset change the act of taking a stroll with my wife on Shabbos afternoon? Does my mindset change it? So that's going to be a machlokas rishonim. Now, now, the Gemara is going to explain later on. This is a little bit strange, right? We said before that you are allowed to set up an Erev on Yontif for Shabbos if you set up an Erev already for Yontif. You see, if you didn't set up an Erev on Erev Yontif for Yontif, and now on Yontif you want to set up an Erev for Shabbos, that's an Isser Hachana. However, if you made an Erev for Yontif, so then on Yontif you are allowed to extend that Erev for Shabbos also. That's not a problem of Hachana. And the Gemara is going to explain why that's not a problem of Hachana. And the last point... What's that?
Rabbi, when you make the Erev in this place, that's now your place of residence.
Right.
So you acquired it.
Right.
Principle would work. If you did it before Yontif, it's yours.
Good.
You can't do it on Shabbos because you can't do Good. It on Shabbos.
Okay, but what about in the other direction? What about if your first one you wanted to make to go to the right and then the second one you want to make to go to the left? So would that also not be a Hachana problem? Let's see. We'll see in the Gemara. We'll see. But you're right. If it's just to extend it in the same direction, so then we understand why it's not Hachana, because that was already very good, Joe. That was already your place of residence on that day, so that's why it's not Hachana. Maskim. But what about if you go into the other direction? That's the question. So, fine. All right, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan, our Rabbis Tana Braisa, Erev Biraglov, Biyom Rishon, Ma'arev Biraglov Biyom Sheni. You have to go back and do it again. And that's a machlokas, Joe, like we just said, Is it only in the same direction or even in another direction? That's going to be a machlokas. We'll see. We will see in a moment. Nechal Yeruv B'yom Rishon, Ein Yotzel B'yom Sheni. If the Eruv got eaten after day one, you're not allowed to use it on day two. Divrei Rebbe. So clearly Rebbe seems like he's holding Shtei Kedushos. Because he says if it gets eaten after day one, it doesn't work for day two. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Harei Zeh Chamor Gamol. If it gets eaten after day one, so now you're like a person who's pulling a donkey and a camel at the same time. And they walk at two different paces, so you're going to be pulled in two different directions. Rabbi Yehuda holds that you have to be machmir, maybe it's Kedusha Achas, maybe it's Shtei Kedushos. So you're going to have to be machmir in both directions. So if you made an Erev on Erev Yontif to be able to walk 4,000 amas to the right, and now it gets eaten, so for day two, if it's Kedusha Achas, you could only walk to the right. You can't walk to the left at all. If it's Shtei Kedushos, you could walk 2,000 amas to the left and to the right. So because of that, you are limited by both, and all you could do is walk 2,000 amas to the right. You may not walk 2,000 amas to the left because you have to take the strictnesses of both. That's Rabbi Huda's opinion. So Rabbi holds it Shtei Kedushos. So therefore, you could only walk 2,000 amas in either direction. Rabbi Huda says you could only walk 2,000 amas to the right because you have to be machmir on both. Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Yochanan Broka Omrim, Irev Baragla Barishon Ein Ma'ara Baragla Bisheni. They say you don't even have to make another Erev. Once you made the Erev for day one, it counts for day two too, because they hold Kedusha Achas. Nechal Yeruv Yom Rishon Yosel Bisheni, even if it gets eaten after day one, you're still allowed to use it for day two, Kedusha Achas. So there's three Shitas. Shtei Kedushos, I'm not sure, and Kedusha Achas. Omar Rav says, Halacha Karboz Akenim Halalu. The halacha is like these four zakenim va'oliba de Rabbi Eliezer, de Omar shtei kedushas hein. Rav Paskin shtei kedushas hein. Ve'el hein arba zakenim, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Rabbi Shmuel bar Rebbe, Yochanan bar Broka, Rabbi Lozer, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yosef, Yehuda Stimsav. Ve'ked Amrei, Chad minei Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Lozer. Right, Rashi says that's Rabbi Lozer ben Shamua. Every time you see Rabbi Lozer in Shas without his father, it's Rabbi Lozer ben Shamua. So says Rashi. Asks the Gemara, what do you mean? Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broki, Ibcha Shamilu. In the last brisa we had Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Rabbi Shmuel ben Broki saying Kedusha Achas. How come over here they're saying Shtei Kedushos? Epoch, you're right. Flip around what they said in the brisa. They said really Shtei Kedushos. Says Yachi Hainu Rebbe. What do you mean? That's the same as Rebbe in the first opinion. It can't be that. Ema v'chein harshim b'galeo. You're right. They agree to Rebbe. V'lechshav nami Rebbe. Ask the Gemara, why don't we include Rebbe? Why don't we include Rebbe also in the opinion that holds Shtei Kedushos? Rebbe clearly holds Shtei Kedushos. Answers the Gemara, Rebbe tani la v'lo savala. Rebbe just quoted the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer, but he himself does not hold that way, and therefore, they didn't count him within the opinions that said Shtei Kedushos. Asks the Gemara, Rabbanon, Nami, Tani Lovelo Savri. Maybe the Rabbanon also hold of Rabbi Eliezer, but they don't really agree to his opinion. Says the Gemara, Rav Gemara Gamrila. Rav had a tradition from his Rabbeim that Rebbe did not hold like Rabbi Eliezer, but Rabbi Shimon Gamliel and Rabbi Shmuel, but Rabbi Yochanan Broka, they did hold like Rabbi Eliezer, and therefore he only counted them. Now the Gemara tells a story. Astir and Rav, because Rav held Shtei Kedushos. We just said Rav said Halacha Karba Zakenim, that Rav held Shtei Kedushos. Says the Gemara, Kinach Nafshei de Rav Huna. When Rav Huna died, when Rav Huna died, Ayo Rav Chista Lemirma Derav Adirav. Rav Chista went into the base medrash to ask a stira within the words of Rav. Me, Amar Rav Halach Kabarazu Kenev Ali Rav Laza Damar Shtei Kedusha Zain. How could you say that Rav holds that as far as the halacha of Erev Tchumen, how could you say that Rav holds that as far as the halacha of Erev Tchumen, Yontif and Shabbos had two Kedushos, which means the Erev for day one doesn't work for day two if it gets eaten up, and it means you can go 2,000 Amos to one on Friday and 2,000 Amos the other direction, 4,000 Amos to the east on Friday and 4,000 Amos to the west on Shabbos. V'ha itmar Shabbos v'yontif Rav Amar nolda b'zeh asura b'zeh. But we know when it comes to an egg born on Yontif, which is muktzeh, an egg born on Yontif is muktzeh because it wasn't prepared from Erev Yontif. It's called nolad. It's a category of muktzeh, something created on Yontif. So it's muktzeh. But Rav holds, if it's muktzeh on Yontif, it's also muktzeh on Shabbos. Or if it's born on Shabbos, it's also muktzeh on Yontif. So you see that Rav holds, it's chada kedusha, not shtei kedushas. When it comes to tchum, he says shtei kedushas. When it comes to an egg, muktzeh, he says chada kedusha. Answers the Gemara, no. Amar Rabba, this is the famous shita of Hachana de Rabba, Seches Beitza. Amar Rabba, hosam, no. The reason why Rav holds an egg that's born on Friday, which is Yontif, is Aser on Shabbos, is not because he holds Kedusha Achas. Really, he holds Shtei Kedushos. But the very birth of the egg on Yontif is a problem to use it on Shabbos because it's Yontif preparing for Shabbos. The birth of the egg on Yontif is like Yontif preparing for Shabbos, and that's no good. And that's why you're not allowed to eat the egg, even though it's two Kedushas. It's two Kedushas. Amar Rabba, Hasa Mishum Hachana. That is a problem of preparing on Yontif for Shabbos and Shabbos for Yontif. Disanya, because we learned in a braisa, v'haya b'yom ha-shishi v'hechinu, on Friday, you have to prepare chol meichin l'Shabbos v'chol meichin l'Yontif. You're only allowed to prepare on a weekday for Shabbos and a weekday for Yontif. Ve'ein Yontif meichin l'Shabbos ve'ein Shabbos v'chinu l'Yontif. And Yontif cannot prepare for Shabbos, and Shabbos cannot prepare for Yontif. And just the very birth of the egg is considered to be hachana. So it comes out, according to Rabba, that from the pasuk we learn out, aside from the iser to prepare on Yontif for Shabbos, even something that happens by itself on Yontif is a problem, like an egg. Now, Rashi and Beitza and the Rashba seem to say that the chiddush of Rabba is that even a hachana that happens by itself is usur. Right, but from Rabbi Elazar, we don't necessarily know that. Rabbi Elazar just said you're not allowed to walk on Yontif for Shabbos to set up your Eruv. But hachana by itself, we wouldn't have known. Okay. Says the Gemara, Amalei Abaye. So Abaye said to Rabba, really? An egg born on Friday is usher to eat on Shabbos because an egg born on Friday is Yontif preparing for Shabbos? Elaha disnan, what about this that we learned in the Mishnah? Ketzad hu ose molicho berishon umachshich alav v'notlo ubalo b'sheni umachshich alav. Asks Abaye to Rabba, wait a minute. What did the Mishnah say? How do you set up an Erev for Friday and Yontif? What did the Mishnah say if it's Shtei Kedushas? You go Thursday afternoon, you set up the Erev. You put the bread, or you tell a shliach, go put the bread out there. Then he walks back on Yontif, and then Shabbos, then Friday afternoon, the Erev walks back with the bread and sets it up. Why isn't that a problem of preparing Yontif to Shabbos? Hakameichem Yontif to Shabbos. Why is that okay? Why is that okay? Amalei Rabba. Rabba answers, I'll tell you why that's okay. Amalei Rabba, mi savris sof hayom kona eruv. Halachically, when do we view the time that the eruv is established? Is it the end of Friday afternoon? No. Tchilas hayom kona eruv. The actual establishment of the eruv is the beginning of Shabbos itself. The Shabbos mechina la'atzma. Therefore, we view it as what's happening is Shabbos is actually preparing for itself. What about the fact that you're walking out there, though, right? So there's a lot of discussion about this. There is a lot of discussion about this. Right? Tchilas hayom means the end of Bein HaShemashos. So let's try to get a little color over here. Shabbos and Chatz, Ein Mishum Yisra Achon, Amashon Rabba Chomech on the Shabbos. Yo, what about the fact that he's... So apparently... I don't fully understand that point. Right, and hear what I'm asking you? What about the fact that you're walking to establish it? But that's not Hachana. That's not the Hachana the Gemara is talking about. Basically, the Hachana is the establishment of the Eruv. And the establishment of the Eruv itself, okay, you're walking around with a piece of bread on Yontif, that's not Hachana. But the Hachana is the actual making of the Eruv, and halachically, that's only viewed to happen actually when Shabbos starts. And therefore, Shabbos mechina la'atzma. I have to research this a little bit more. What about the walking to set it up? Why is that not a problem of Hachana? Oh, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Elameata, if that's true, that it's the beginning of the day that sets up the Eruv, Ye'arvu bilogin. So you should be able to separate Trumas Meiser from Meiser that is in a pitcher that's Tvul Yom, that's going to become Tahar at night. You should be able to to set up. The case over here is that a person was Mafrish Meiser into a jug that was Tameh, but it went in a mikveh already and it's just waiting for Harav Shemesh. So the Levi can say, I want the Trumas Meiser to be Chal tonight. Because tonight is when it's going to become Tahar. So the question is, can he use that for an Eruv? So the question is, when does the Eruv happen? If the Eruv happens at night, so then he's okay. Oh, so the Gemara says, if you tell me the Eruv doesn't really happen until Shabbos starts, you should be able to allow to be used this lug that's a Tvul Yom. And yet we learned that you're not allowed to do that. We learned in a Mishnah in Maseches Tvul Yom that this would not work. Answers the Gemara, no. You know why it doesn't work over there? Be'inan su'uda haru'uya mi'ba'od yom aleka. So it's weird. Even though the Erev doesn't actually chal until Shabbos itself, but it has to be royal achila from before Shabbos. And here, since it was not royal achila before Shabbos, why? Because you set up that the Trumas Meiser should only be chal on one Shabbos, so therefore now it's not royal to eat, and therefore it's not a good Erev. Wow. Ask the Gemara. Elohad disnan, Rabbi Elezer Omer, Yom Tov HaSamach LeShabbos. Bein milfana, bein milachra, ma'arev adam shnei eruvin. But what about this? Rabbi Elazar said, Yom Tov, so you're allowed to have two eruvs, one to the east and one to the west. Habinan suda haruya mi ba'od yom v'leka. What's the kasha? Yom Tov that falls out next to Shabbos. So you're allowed to have two eruvs. One, you're going to put 2,000 amas to the east. And on that day, you're not allowed to go to the west. And then you're going to put another one to the west. So the Gemara thinks you're putting it after 2,000 amos, but you're not allowed to actually eat it on day one. Says Gemara, "Habi in the studio will be odom like." Gemara says, "Come on, what do you mean? Who says you went all the way out?" Me sabes the manach lebe sof al payim amalekan and sof al payim amalekan. You're right. If it's 2,000 amos that way and 2,000 amos that way, you're right. You're not allowed to eat it. What are we talking about? Lo, the manach lebe sof elaf amalekan and sof elaf amalekan. You put it 1,000 amos to the right and 1,000 amos to the left. So therefore, both meals are actually edible on both days. Says the Gemara, really? Ella. Hada Amar Rav Yehuda. This the Rav Yehuda said, Irev Baraglov Yom Rishon Ma'ariv Baraglov Yom Sheni. Rav Yehuda said, if you made an Erev with your feet on the first day, Ma'ariv Baraglov Yom Sheni, you got to go out on the second day also. Irev Bepaspi Yom Rishon Ma'ariv Bepaspi Yom Sheni. That's my kasha. Just walking on Yontif to establish the Eruv on for Shabbos. Why isn't that preparing? Why? So the Gemara says, because when you're walking, you have to say the words Shvisasi b'makomi. And this speech makes your walking as a Maisa of Hachana. So why is it mutter? Answer the Gemara. Amalei, mi saris de azav aramidi. Who says when you're walking you said anything? When you're walking, you have to say why you're walking. No. De azil vishasik viyasiv. You don't say anything. You go out there, you sit down, and you're quiet. And you're kona shvisa. You don't have to say anything. And therefore, since you don't have to say anything, it's not considered to be hachana. Wow. Says the Ritva. First of all, Shulchan Aruch writes, even though you don't have to say that you're being koneh your Erev, you do have to think it. Says the Ritva, Dafka, if you made an Erev on day one, you're allowed to go and make the Erev on day two, and there's no problem with hachana. But if you did not make the Erev on day one, if you did not make the Erev on day one, then just walking out would be Hachana. Again, says the Ritva, Dafke Meir Berishon, Chozer Ma'ar B'Shein, if Ein B'Zeh M'Shem Hachana, Aval Imlo Irev Berishon, Einu Ma'ar B'Tchila B'Shein B'Raglov. Since on the first day you did not make an Erev and it was usher to go past the Tchum, so just walking to make the Erev on for Shabbos, that would be a Chana, even if you don't say anything. However, the Meiri disagrees. He says, since you're just walking, you don't have to say anything, it's mutter, and there's no Hachana. And that's a question, is it only to the same direction or even to another direction? So this is a machlokas harishonim. Whether or not you're allowed to walk out to establish your Erev on Yontif for the sake of Shabbos, if you don't say anything, is that a problem of Hachana? All right, let's finish up over here. Says the Gemara, Kiman, who's this going like? Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri, the Omar, Cheftze Hefker Konin Shvisa. He holds, if a person is sleeping on Erev Shabbos and it gets dark, so even if he's sleeping, he acquires, that's his place of residence, even if he doesn't say anything. Just like objects of Hefker acquire their place, even though a person didn't intend for that. So you see that you could just walk out to a place and you acquire Shvisa there without saying anything. But according to Chachamim, that if you're sleeping, you don't acquire Shvisa, and Cheftze Hefker do not acquire Shvisa, so you have to talk. Says Gemara, no, Afil Tema Rabbanon, maybe even Rabbanon, Adkan lo pligi Rabbanon le'd Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, the Chacham only argue Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, ela biyoshein, delo matzi amar. You're sleeping, you wouldn't be able to say it. Aval b'neir, if you're awake, you could have said it. If you're awake, it's okay even if you don't say it. If Rabbi had heard the following brayse, that you're not allowed to walk on Shabbos to the end of your field to know what it's going to be after Shabbos. Al Pesach Medina, a person shouldn't walk to the edge of the city to be able to go to the bathhouse right afterwards. Miad, Hava Hodabe. Rabbi would have backed out of his opinion. Because you see that you're not allowed to walk out on Shabbos even if you don't say anything. Says Gemara Velohi, it's not a good proof. Shmile, Rabbi did know that. Velohadabe, he still didn't back out. Hasa Mukha Milsa. There, when you're walking out to your field, it's clear that you're doing this to prepare, and that's a problem. But Hacha Lav Mukha Milsahi. But here, when you're just taking a Shpatzir on Shabbos on Yom Tov afternoon, it's not clear you're doing this for the Erev. Itzuba Merabadanu. Amrinan Shmaita Mishachte. If he's a Talmud Chacham, maybe he's just taking a stroll to review his learning. The Amarits are meaning Chamer Yerkesle. Maybe he lost his donkey, so he's going to do it. So the fact that you're just walking out to establish an Eruv, there, Rabbi says that that's not a problem of Hachana, because nobody thinks it's Hachana. But if you're actually going to check your fields, everybody knows why you're walking out to check your fields, that would be a problem of Hachana. Okay, a lot of different halachas about the laws of Hachana. Everyone should have a wonderful day.